Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live Special number 161, recorded June 10th, 2013. Sony E3 2013 Keynote. TWIT Live's breaking news coverage is brought to you by Slingbox. Get your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Welcome to TWIT Live Special number 161, our special coverage of the Sony E3 keynote, where we'll finally get a look at the Sony PlayStation 4. Joining me from our head studio in Petaluma, Mr. Ayaz Akhtar. How's it going this evening?
It's going really well. There's lots of heads here, lots of quarters. It's going well.
It's an amazing panel we've put together. Brian Brushwood was on the panel last time when we broadcast the Sony announcement back in February, Brian, so you'll be able to compare and contrast for us.
Sure. And you know who else we had on our panel when we had their last Sony announcement was Anthony Carboni, who apparently has graduated to corporate shill for Sony. He's actually covering it right now. Congratulations to you, Anthony.
That's right. If you watch the Sony keynote direct coverage, he's hosting the pregame show, which means one of our panelists is likely to move on to host the Sony pre-show next time. Maybe
a contest to see who can bench press enough in order to make that happen. I'm
exactly. Brian Brushwood, host of NSFW Show and The Frame Rate right here on the TWIT Network, and of course Scam School at Revision 3 and so many other awesome things. You'll have to go to schwid.com right now and soak in them while I introduce the rest of our panel. The cast of the podcast Final Score is almost complete. Scott Johnson of the Frog Pants Network and the Instance Podcast with us, and you're a Sony PlayStation gamer.
I am. I like the Sony PlayStation. I like what I've seen so far of the PS4. I don't know what they're going to talk about tonight, and I'm worried it's all going to be TV stuff. But, Tom, I'm here. I'm ready, and I'm excited to be a part of this. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So you think they're going to flip-flop what Microsoft did, where they talked only about TV stuff in the press conference and then games at the E3 thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, Sony spent all their time, 2 months ago, whatever it was, talking games. And many of us were really excited about that. That, to us, showed a really good step forward. That was Sony saying, hey, we're serious about games. We made some missteps last generation. We're going to make up for that. And here's how we're going to do it for you, the gamer. But they didn't talk about any set-top box, any movie stuff, anything. And that's all we got from Microsoft in their initial press conference. So now I wonder what else they're going to talk about. If it's games, and it should be, because here we are at E3. I don't know what they've still got to show us other than maybe some third-party stuff that we maybe even saw this morning at Microsoft's deal. So I don't know. I'm trying to be excited. I am excited. No matter what, I'm excited. This whole generation is exciting to me. And it's a weird freaking year. But I don't know what they're going to show us tonight. I'm honestly, it's one of the first times where I really feel stumped about what Sony's actually going to do. I am excited
because we also have your co-host from the Final Score, Nicole Spagnolo, and host of Ladies of Leet. Welcome to our coverage, Nicole. It's great
Thanks
to have you.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome. I'm a proclaimed fangirl of PlayStation, so I'm
We have to have one represent.
I don't know. Over the past year, though, I have kind of moved towards my PC, so I'm excited to see what PlayStation has to say to get me back playing my console again. So
now the third member of the Final Score, Brian Dunaway, is going to try to join us later on in the coverage. He's wending his way home from work right now, so we may get the whole set. I also want to thank Karsten Bondi, our producer, John Slanina, doing an excellent job there as our technical director, doing all the switching. And of course, thanks to Slingbox, without which we couldn't bring you these breaking news specials. TWIT Live's breaking news coverage sponsored by Slingbox. I got one upstairs. It's how I watch TV down here in my studio. From upstairs is Slingbox. Slingbox 500. It's available right now. Built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI, full 1080p. And I can watch it on my laptop. I can watch it on my tablet. I can watch it on my phone. Anywhere I go. I don't have to do it downstairs. I can go when I go to traveling and hotels. Anywhere around the world, I got an internet connection. Watch my TV thanks to Slingbox. Check it out today at Best Buy or Amazon. Or at slingbox.com/twit. Thank them for their support of breaking news. So as we wait for the Sony announcement to get underway, they started their pregame show with Anthony Carboni a little bit later. It was supposed to start at 5:30. I think it started around 5:40, 5:45. So let's make our best guess of what it's going to look like and what the price is going to be. And I'll start with you, Schwood. What's your best stab at that?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. First of all, the price thing, I question... I wonder how much the price matters right now. We're looking at 8 years since the last launch of a next generation console. And at this point, I feel like there's people who are okay with their PS3s and those who will pay any price to go to a PS4. I'm going to say that the safest bet is that they will match and not compete price with Microsoft. I think we're looking at $499 American. In fact, across the board, I'm going to say that this is going to have the most parity that we've experienced in the last 15, 20 years of console prices. I feel like just about across the board, these things are going to be evenly matched in the quality of what they put out and the price that they're charging for it. I think they're going to compete mainly on interface and exclusives.
Ayaz, what do you think? Is Brian right? We're going to see price parity?
I think he's absolutely right. The fact is the Xbox One and the PS4 effectively are the same machine. They're running x86 processors. They have pretty much last year's graphics cards, are not the latest and greatest. Because these are such commodity components at this point, if Sony wants to make a profit on the hardware, which they don't for a couple of years, they're going to do the $499 price just to meet the Xbox.
$499, $499. Do I hear $549, Nicole Spagnuolo?
I was hoping it was going to be $399.
She's like, no way. I want it cheap.
I want it cheaper. You're probably right, the $499 price point, but I would really love for them to come in at $399, but I'm sure that's just me hoping that, because I just don't want to spend another, $400,
$500.
Yeah. Somebody's got to take the under, right, Scott?
Well, I'm about to blow your minds, all right? I'm going to say that they're going to do a weird thing, and I'm willing to say, we may never hear this, but I'm willing to say it was last minute. They waited for this announcement this morning to make a final pricing decision. That wouldn't have been hard for them to do that. I think this thing comes in at $449. They undercut them by $50, and they give people 1 year of plus with that. So $50 off, and you get a year of plus. I don't even know if I believe what I'm saying, but I think that's what's going to happen tonight.
You know what? They were saying that Microsoft was going to do something similar to where they would get a lower price point if you signed up for 2 years with Xbox Gold, but they never announced that. They never did that. So maybe PlayStation will kind of scoop that up.
One move that Microsoft did do, and we talked about this briefly on frame rate, which I think is a brilliant idea, they restructured your understanding of the Xbox Live Gold membership, whereas before it was just this tedious $50 a year fee in order to get online and play with your friends. Now they've reframed it as essentially the HBO of video games, where you subscribe and you get two AAA titles to download. Now, granted, they're the ones who get to select them. They're saying that the launch titles will be Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2, but essentially now you get what is perceived as thousands of dollars of games for free. I'm using air quotes for our audio listeners. I think is a very smart way for them to reposition this, and maybe it reduces the perceived parity of value between Plus and Xbox
Live
Gold.
They're just copying that model, though, and they're giving me old games that I probably already played before. So, yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I still have... They haven't said on Xbox Gold if you're going to have to... If multiplayer is in that still. I mean, for me, with PlayStation, I have to do Plus to do multiplayer.
They as much said it, though. They said, look, you can... They did an... And this was announced as a feature. They said, all right, you can have one Live account, and mm-hmm. the rest of your family and the rest of the people in your household, your roommates, whatever, they can play multiplayer with their own characters / accounts, whatever the game may need, on that household Xbox.
I mean, that's kind of a big deal. Todd Pappy himself,
I think it's going to be $599.
I thought that was a big
with
surprise.
A free year of plus. What do you think?
In that demo,
I think $599. That probably makes the most sense for Sony, but since they're trying to get this box in everybody's households, yeah. they have to have a price that's going to be competitive from the get-go. Unless there's a $599 bundle that has, a bunch of controllers and every other next-gen accessory with it.
I think it's $599 bundle with a game and a free year of plus. And that's how they're going to stack it up. They're going to, like, the Xbox Live will cost you you know, this much for a game and $50 for a year of Xbox Live. So we're cheaper.
I mean, okay, do you really think, though, Tom, that right now is the time for them to start competing on price? Like, right now, it seems like, I mean, I would be shocked if price was really even much of an issue. I feel like...
But I think they'll do it anyway.
The right play for them is to talk about their exclusives, talk about the ecosystem of indie developers that they're fostering, to, you know, prices, you know, same price as everything else, but we're better for these reasons. I wonder how much jockeying for position happened and how many changes were made last minute. And this is what I like about Scott's theory is Sony has the power position by having this 8-hour head start of knowing what Xbox has already tipped their hand. And it wouldn't surprise me if they did set up like multiple options and then decided which one to pick after Xbox tipped their hand.
Well, and I agree with you 100% on two issues. They're going to if they're smart, they're going to focus on how indie friendly they have been. The PS3 was one thing you could count on: quality indies and lots of them. And it was better for the independent developers. They got in there easier. There was less licensing issues to deal with. It was a better experience for those guys. And they seem to have doubled down on that from the, at least from the impression I got from the PS4 announcement in general, was that, look, we're still way into the whole indie scene and we're going to make that even a bigger deal. The free-to-play thing is going to be a much bigger deal on PS4. They focus on those strengths and their exclusives, which you have to, I don't care who you are as a gamer, if you look at the last generation, one thing Sony had going for it all the time were really good exclusives. And
now, exclusives, like I was always under the impression at which point, and granted, I wasn't paying attention, at which point did Metal Gear Solid make the transition to being an Xbox exclusive title? And was that recent or have they done that on previous games as well?
Well, two is the last truly exclusive, maybe three, maybe Snake Eater was the last truly exclusive Sony joint, but that ended up going to other consoles later anyway. Xbox One got the original Metal Gear Solid. I know that three, Snake Eater, ended up on GameCube, I think, I want to say, back in the day. So it's not unprecedented, but this idea that someone is showing five first and it isn't Sony showing it first, that is kind of new.
That was very weird for me. Like, yeah. I was full-on confused at what I was looking at. I thought I got my announcements mixed up because when I turned it on, that was the first thing I saw.
Yeah, and it's also, it's been true of other games. There have been a couple that have kind of fallen by that way. The Final Fantasy series used to be a thing that you'd get on old Nintendo consoles, and when things went to PS1 era, it was a Sony deal, it was locked in, that's where you got your Final Fantasy fix, and that is not true anymore either. Now, this goes back to Brian's point earlier, and I just want to touch on this. This is a generation where I think they are trying to be as on parity as possible with what the machines are capable of, outside of additional features or services, but what the machines can push out, because they know if there's a lot of disparity there, one of the sides is going to get screwed on third-party support. Someone's going to be harder to develop for. Someone's going to be easier to. You're going to have weird parity with that. And I think they both want to be nice and comfortable. x86 environment, everybody knows how to develop for it. You're going to get pretty much the same looking games on both platforms. And I think it makes a lot of sense for both sides, especially Sony, because they were the ones with the weird architecture last gen. So that'll be good, I think.
All right, looks like we might be getting started here. They're showing some sort of PlayStation-y video.
From the creative mind to the screen, you know, they're going to bring the Johnny vision Ive. And just... And
it's Sony's version of Johnny Ive.
It allows just the industry to grow. It's not just
their version of Alan Moore, apparently.
Here's a new era.
And Gadget is saying there's a lot of empty seats there.
Really?
They're saying it's a gigantic venue, though. So
it is a 38,000 square foot venue, yeah.
They're all eating.
Well, that was just a video teaser, apparently, and now we're just going to sit and wait for them to.
Gets it and gets where gaming should be going, that online gaming.
So let me bring one thing up for you guys. There are some people in the chat room who are acting like this is all a big scam, since both of the new next-gen consoles are going to be x86 architecture, and then they're just going to end up charging the same, and what's the difference between a Sony PlayStation versus the Xbox One? Personally, I am incredibly excited. Now, keep in mind, full disclosure, I'm a hardcore PC gamer fan. I am very excited of what seeing a unified architecture is going to mean as far as smoothing out the pipeline of development for a lot of these titles. It has been very difficult to live in a world where most people buy one of the consoles. And if you didn't buy the right one, you have to wait a very long time for them to port something over to one of the other consoles or to the PC. I am hopeful that all that both of these next-gen consoles having x86 architectures will have a much easier time developing for multiple consoles and for the PC simultaneously. So I almost wonder, as these consoles become more and more PC-like, if both the PC side and the consoles all get a pie getting bitter benefit out of it.
But don't you think, though, it's the exclusive titles that are only on a specific console that really sell a lot of the consoles a lot of the times? I mean, I know for me, I find that I like more of the exclusive titles on the PlayStation versus the Xbox. I have an Xbox, but I don't necessarily play it because I'm playing them on my PS3 right now. And so I just stick with the PS3 because that's what I'm comfortable with.
Well, Sony's in a weird position because they've got exclusives that we all, as Nicole, you and I are Sony fans. We like what we know, and we really like, you know, the Nathan Drake games, and we think Last of Us looks amazing, and all these exclusives from like Naughty Dog's an amazing third party that is exclusive to Sony. Yeah, and those guys are going to stay there, and so I'm driven to get a Sony box. But so many people are driven to Xbox because that's where they're going to get their Halo fix, and you're never going to get that anywhere else, including PC, at least for the last few iterations. So you're absolutely right. What will differentiate these things are those services, but on top of that, and more importantly to gamers, which exclusives am I going to get? I just hope the relatively smaller base of Sony players in the States, it's not so much true around the world, but in the States anyway, they're a smaller group and they know how good that Naughty Dog stuff is. Xbox player base, if they never even tried it, they have no idea. But everybody knows how good Halo is or how good Halo can be. So, that's a point in Microsoft's column that they have that juggernaut, that thing. And I knew they were going to show a Halo thing today. That was not shocking to me at all. Some people were surprised. I'm like, nah, are you kidding? This is E3. This is their new machine. You have to show something about Halo or else you're stupid.
Well, we were talking on the show about Xbox's push for the TV and trying to get it, and make it that one box that everybody has. I can tell you there's no way my parents are going to pay, you know, $499 for the Xbox One to get everything in one. I mean, that is a price point for the gamer.
Keep in mind also, Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the PS3, when it came out, launched at, was it $599 or $699?
Yep. I think it was $699.
It was $599 for the lower SKU, and the bigger drive you paid $6.
Yeah. You had to pay $6 for the bigger drive. That's why I waited and got mine on eBay, because I wanted that bigger drive, but I didn't want to pay for it. There are now 8 people on stage playing each of 8 games, including a variety of PS4 game for each one, according to the Engadget blog. We're not seeing that on the live stream now, so maybe this is some sort of preparatory moment. I can't tell what the games are for here, other than it looks like there's a racing game of some sort.
There's always a racing game.
that was something that was tearing my guts out today when Microsoft had a couple of glitches on stage. One trailer had no audio at all, and man, the internet sucks. Everybody just going, bah, fail. And I'm like, you guys have no idea what it must take to put on something like this. I mean, people don't even have an idea of what it's probably taking John right now to keep us all on the air. Like, it's a hard thing. And I'm disappointed when people...
Keep in mind also that all of these presentations, you know, they don't hire actors or professional broadcasters, people who are accustomed to keeping stuff alive when technical problems happen. They oftentimes get the CEOs or the developers, the visionaries behind this game, and they find themselves in a situation they've never been in before with, you know, tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people watching them live. And then through no fault of their own, the sound doesn't work on a thing. And you're like, what do you do, man? You got nothing to draw on.
Yeah, that was rough. So hopefully tonight we don't see too many glitches and stuff. But
you will. You'll see glitches. I mean, it's a big demo and it's on the internet, so that's going to happen. But hopefully they're not too bad. I agree with you, Scott.
Yeah.
It just can't stop.
Do you care about where Iaz? Where's your head at with PlayStation? I don't even know. I mean, I know you've done a little, you know, PC gaming here and there and stuff on your Mac and whatever. But how do you feel about
it? No, there's no gaming on Mac if you want to count like chess. Other than that,
World of Warcraft.
I always liked the PlayStation when it came to its media capabilities, and it had a lot of game titles. And I love the fact that you always could do multiplayer for free. You didn't need to have this nonsensical Xbox Live account. So I've always been interested in what Sony's been doing for the past couple of years, ever since the beginning of the PlayStation as the CD-ROM of, I think it was Super Nintendo at the time. I was fascinated by this company and seeing what they're doing. And I'm really curious about what the 4 is going to be able to do, because Microsoft's saying, look, we get it. We're going to have all the same games, all right? Everyone's going to have the same architecture. We're going to have all the same games. Sure, there's some exclusives here, exclusives there. So they focused on being the entertainment box. And Sony's been really adamant about saying, no, this is a gamer's box. This is what we're going to put first and in the forefront. I just want to see how they can back that up today.
Well, yeah, it'll be really interesting.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. This is the whole Coke versus Pepsi thing, where it's like they're staking their ground on where they want to brand themselves. Xbox is betting that they can reach out to enough casual gamers and people who have an Xbox in their room, but they're only using it for gaming. And they're like, hey, let's reach out to the parents, make them realize what an effective way it is to navigate to the content that they want outside of the world of gaming. Whereas, you know, this is the whole political move to the center, move to the fringes. PlayStation 4 is moving to the fringes. They're saying, let's appeal to what gamers like. If you're a gamer, then you're too cool to even like the AAA titles. You need to like these obscure indie titles. So it's like, let's focus on the indie side of thing. And you know, again, the truth is all of these, they all have their own indie development environment. They all essentially are running the same hardware. They're all essentially the same damn thing. But PlayStation is deciding to cater from a marketing perspective much more to the fringes, to the hardcore people, people who would upload videos of them playing video games, we saw in their early thing.
To the point that they're actually putting strange people on stage right now playing
very
video
strange
games.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is how the Vita is going to play a role. Because I have a Vita. I love it. And I want more games. And I was reading that they're going to be focusing on the crossplay more. So being able to play, you know, developers being allowed or encouraged to make games that can be played on both my PS4 and my Vita.
Yeah, especially the indie stuff. I think that makes a whole bunch of sense. And I hope they end up announcing some of that stuff tonight, because all of that stuff has been rumored at this point. And that would be some good gaming news. But the way I see Sony's position in this, I just thought of this. If they come in lower, if they come in at $449 or $399, does that cheapen the brand a little bit? Does that, because what Microsoft has done is they've said, look, we're premium game console. Don't worry about that. But also, a month ago, we told you that we are the set-top box with cable functionality and all this other BS. And we're really, really going to be good at that. This seems like an expensive living room device.
Yeah.
And
no,
Sony's like, this is a game machine and we're cheaper. Does that lessen their brand a little bit? Does that hurt their chances of, is there a perception there, is I guess what I'm asking.
I think it
does.
That's
what Brian was saying earlier, right?
I feel like it's too early to compete on price. And if you compete on price, you are not going to gain a significant amount of sales, but you will lose a lot of the perceived value of being a top tier next generation console. And I think the play is for them to match Xbox on price and instead say, well, yeah, sure, get that living room box that your parents like, or it's very clear Xbox is the Coke, PS4 is the Pepsi. Pepsi is, you know, it's Pepsi's branding is all about, you know, for the youngsters, the people who are hip and really into the cutting edge, and that's what they need to continue to play.
If you're wondering where the actual announcement is, it may have started. We're not exactly sure. The live blogs are showing people playing things like Infamous Second Son. They're standing like with their heads down. They're sort of each playing a game in series. So it seems like this is sort of a soft beginning to the press conference here. But what are we seeing on the stream, John?
Wow.
We're seeing the press conference live.
Yeah.
Next.
Press conference certainly hasn't stopped, but they're definitely like focusing on these different 8 games and people playing it for the audience that's there. I guess that wouldn't make very good video, just showing people standing.
And Twitter has not exploded with announcements yet, so no. I don't think it's started.
Or this is some kind of avant-garde style of presentation. Yeah. We will do a presentation live. We will not talk to you. We will not show a stream. But what we will do is we will have you play the games, and then you go talk
about
it.
Crazy.
The games will just speak for themselves.
Exactly. The games will speak for themselves. That must be what they're thinking.
Before this kicks off, and it sounds like it might any second now, one other thing that surprised me about the Microsoft announcement is I really did think subsidized Xboxes were coming. And maybe they still are, and this just isn't the place for it. But the idea that you could pay $100 for an Xbox One and start paying for Live for 3 years or whatever the commitment would be seemed like a no-brainer. It seems like a thing, at least in the States, we're used to doing that dumb thing where we actually pay more money over the long haul, but it's cheaper in the short term. It seemed like a way to go. People are used to this with their cell phones. They're also buying a lot of cell phones and tablets, so why spend another $500 on something when they can spend $100 and a measly amount of money per month for that? I am shocked that didn't get announced today. I really thought that one was, like, that was a dead, like a dead-on prediction, and everybody seemed to have it, and nothing. Not a word.
Apparently, the floor seats are very, very full now, so if you were worried that no one was going to show up and Sony was going to be embarrassed, that's not going to happen. Now that there's
and
like...
Gentlemen, we are going to begin one minute.
Counting down to the beginning of the press conference. Mere 15 minutes late. They need to learn some punctuality from Microsoft and Apple. They both started almost dead on time.
Hey, can we talk about how weird it was today that the WWDC keynote and Microsoft were head-to-head? Like, which team... I mean, I assume WWDC was established earlier, and then Microsoft was like, whatevs. We're going to go at the same time.
No, well, we heard about the E3 conference earlier, and E3 is a fixed point earlier. So what I truly believe happened is Microsoft scheduled in with E3, nothing else in mind, and then Apple came and scheduled their WWDC when they could get the Moscone Center, and when someone said, hey, that's, you know, it's the same day as E3, they're like, we don't care.
No, we don't need games.
By that time, it was too late for Microsoft to change.
Like chicken.
Yeah.
Internet chicken.
All right, here we go. It's very purple.
Magical sounding, too.
It surely is.
I feel like I'm being swept away.
I feel like I'm inside the startup screen.
You know, one thing thematically that Xbox is was a background that was comprised of a bunch of little screens that sort of implied, hinted at the Project Glass, or whatever their second, what's their separate screen?
Smart glass.
You can see that PS4 is obviously very focused on a big cinematic, I would say implying 4K kind of experience.
Yeah.
I'm told it's blue, not purple. I can't tell.
Could be blue.
Pretty aqua.
You got a little color blindness going on?
Nah, I got a little Skype blindness going on.
In the console wars, Tom is colorblind. It's okay.
That's right. I don't see console platforms.
Whoa. You only see the games.
That's right.
It turned into a rave, so this is good.
So are these the gamers that were standing on stage beforehand?
You have an epilepsy warning for this?
There are a lot of explosions and lasers.
And it looks like Assassin's Creed.
An assassin. Those in the audio version of this podcast, they're just showing a lot of gameplay footage of stellar titles in the catalog.
It's like a 90s revival of this stuff.
Is it like a history of?
Well, there's like Tekken in there. And...
Yeah.
No, this is new stuff here.
It's a mix, for sure.
Ooh, they may get a GTA 5 thing going tonight. If they get that, some kind of something on stage, that's a big whoop.
So some Sony headphones in there as well. Also the controller. Still haven't seen the box. It's the thing that everybody got mad about when they introduced the PS4.
Yeah, that's going to be a big deal when they unveil the actual form factor. That's what Microsoft kept teasing them about. Honestly, I don't think it was a big deal that they didn't unveil the form factor. But what do you guys think? Is it going to be a big spiky ball? Or
I think it's going to look probably similar.
It's going to be a cylinder tube like Apple.
It's going to be like the Mac Pro.
Well, Sony did have a Hatbox-style HTPC, so they did the round PC before. Why not do it again?
Forgot about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Welcome to the new age.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering what was your name.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to
What's
E3
up, everybody?
2013.
Do we have two audios going? Is that just me?
John's on.
Man, there's never been a more exciting
Man, there's
time
never
to be
been
in the gaming
more exciting
industry.
Time
I'm
to be in the gaming
are
industry.
Billion gamers
I'm told
worldwide.
There are a billion gamers
220
worldwide.
Million in the United States alone. And hopefully we've got something for all of you guys tonight. But I always have to start my presentation by reaching out to the people that started lining up on Friday at noon to be a part of this presentation. Yeah. The millions of people watching around the world through our stream broadcast, you guys look forward to E3 all year long. There's nothing more exciting than eating up every piece of news and all the great gaming information that has to be shared. And when you combine that with a next-generation platform launch, that's birthday and Christmas all rolled into one. So
this is Jack Tretton, president of Sony Computer Entertainment America, speaking.
It's really driven me throughout my entire career, and this entire presentation is for you. So thank you very much.
He's reiterating that this conference or this presentation is for the audience.
It's already been an incredibly exciting year so far. In February, we unveiled the most advanced gaming system ever created with PlayStation 4. And since then, momentum and excitement across the industry has grown tremendously. Tonight, we look forward to revisiting why those of us involved in creating this groundbreaking entertainment can't wait to bring it to you. And I know you're all looking forward to hearing more about PlayStation 4, but there are more than 70 million people who want to know what's new on PS3 and PlayStation Vita.
That's a lie.
Lots of exciting news to share on Vita.
How many of you are excited about what's new on PS3?
In the market. And PlayStation 3 lineup is stronger than it's ever been.
Well, usually, the last generation exciting, of however, games look like the first generation of the next generation.
Are they still making PlayStation 2 games?
No, in fact, they just retired them from being bought back at GameStop like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no better example of this movement than PlayStation Vita.
All right, PS Vita, maybe.
It's just beginning its life cycle. Just over a year since its launch, we've built a library of more than 125 Vita-dedicated games. And people have access to more than 650 titles when PSP, PS1, and PlayStation Mobile games are included. It's clear that people love Vita once they get their hands on it. In the U.S., Vita owners have, on average, purchased more than 10 games. And Vita customers also reflect the strong appetite for digital downloads, with nearly 60% of all Vita title purchases made through the PlayStation Store. The Vita vision hasn't wavered from delivering rich gameplay that you simply can't find on any other portable device. Vita is about tapping into an incredible pool of games through a system that offers dual analog sticks, high-def graphics, and amazing gameplay to deliver the best pace to play outside the home. The platform will only get stronger in 2013 as the development community, especially indies and smaller developers, continue to expand its support.
More
than
games.
85 titles will launch by the end of this year, including
There's that indie
Batman,
theme you're talking about
Arkham
too, Brian.
Horror.
I imagine we're going to hear that repeated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Counter-Spy. Destiny of Spirits. Doki Doki Universe. Killzone Mercenary. And Tearaway.
Killzone fans.
We're also remastering some of your favorite games for Vita. I'm pleased to announce that games like God of War HD 1 and 2.
And we're going to make you use the back of the Vita.
Final Fantasy
to jump.
Somehow.
That stupid back thing. They feel the need to use that.
They built it. They had to come up with reasons.
Are coming soon.
The Little Big Planet on the Vita
Finally,
is the only one that actually has used it well.
To hear what's next for Telltale's critically acclaimed series, The Walking Dead. Ooh. It gives me great pleasure. Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to announce that the new episode, 400 Days, is coming this summer.
That's cool. Wow.
We're bringing The Walking Dead to Vita in a major way with a new bundle in August that comes with the complete first season of the series, plus 400 days and other bonus content.
You gonna play it again on the PS Vita, Brian? February,
Vita will play you know, I will not, and I'll be pissed if I can't play it on my iPad or my PC because of some kind of stupid exclusive arrangement.
Nah, you'll get it.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Vita gamers not only have that game's not getting exclusive on there. 50 games,
but they'll now did you guys love it as much as I did?
New library of PS4 games. I loved it, dude. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
We're making Vita the ultimate companion device for PS4. And as with all PlayStation platforms, we continue to bring the best media and communication apps to Vita. Skype looks beautiful on the Vita screen, as does Netflix movies and YouTube channels. Of course, we can't talk about incredible gaming and entertainment without highlighting PlayStation 3. As we head towards our seventh holiday season with PS3, our commitment is as strong as ever. We have a game lineup today that rivals or exceeds any of our previous year's offerings. Let's take a look at what's coming to PlayStation Nation this year from our Worldwide Studios team, starting this Friday with Game of the Year candidate, The Last of Us.
I do want to play this.
Mm-hmm. I should get it. It comes out tomorrow, right?
Next week, I thought. Or is it tomorrow?
Ooh, I can't remember.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's next week. My nephew, this is one of the titles he was asking me if I'd heard much about. He's really excited about it. Walk in the park here.
They're coming.
I know.
Run!
At least they're pretty. To the normal people, that scare me.
Now, see, this is coming to PS3, and we were all laughing when he said PS3, but that is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, the reviews have been ridiculously strong.
God, it's like Silent Hill music.
That could also be why we had to authenticate our age when we watched the stream. This is really violent.
They're trying to make the case that the PS3 library alone is going to be better than ever, even though we've got a new console coming, because they don't want those sales to sag.
Especially on this game. This game's huge.
Get a move on.
A short time ago, in a galaxy far.
They're just showing the same game back to back. Where's the variety, Sony? At stake were not just one
boy's fate, but the fate. Right, how do you tell these two apart? And the earth
and the sun. What is this called? The puppeteer?
The puppeteer, apparently. Well, very theatrical. Whimsical looking.
It's very Little Big Planet meets Destiny, huh?
A little bit. That's a good comparison, I think.
This looks amazing. Rob? Have you seen the playthrough on this?
Oh, this is the Ico spiritual successor thing,
yeah? You experience the game as a ghost, so you can see your footprints and the little bits and pieces. Like, in the rain, you're visible, but if you get to a dry spot, you vanish.
Yeah, I heard about this. See, this is where Sony's strong, you guys. This is where they have really strength, is weird, hard-to-find experiences. And that's a good thing. For them. And me.
What's going on?
And you.
And little girls in the rain.
Little girls in the rain.
This is Brian Clayton from the CIA. The agency
Willem wants Dafoe.
You to join their military school program.
Yeah, the slides that Ellen Page is also in this game.
You have to go.
It's like Ellen Page.
Today.
It is her.
Come on, Holmes, keep up!
Move it, recruit! It's not a Sunday stroll.
And there's our age of verification.
Did you say PS3 and 4 are for serious gamers? This is mobile nonsense.
Take a knee, Sony wins the belt. And go again.
Use your momentum to swing across. That's it, Holmes.
Take cover. Aim. Shoot.
These are the hard rain people, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Not bad, Jody. Jamal Sheikh Sharif, one of the most dangerous warlords in the country.
What is this, find Beyond Jamal the Souls? And
eliminate him. Just be, is it just Beyond now?
I thought it was just Beyond.
It's Beyond.
No direct engagement with the enemy.
I think Tom's
beyond
right, though.
Two souls.
Beyond two souls, all right.
You identify and eliminate your target, then activate your GPS beacon so we can extract you.
I'll be back before they even realize what's happened.
I think it's Beyond.
Probably a colon in there somewhere.
Yeah. Watch yourself out there,
Jody. M dash.
I don't want anything to happen to you.
Big names.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think this is a good play for them to remind everybody why they're on top and what is tangible right this minute for people to be excited about. And I think that's something that Xbox was a little bit light on. So I think this is a good opening bid for them to do.
Yeah, and this also tells people we're not just dumping this console. You guys still have great experiences coming if you're not ready to buy this year. I mean, they're not going to say it that way, but that's kind of what it ends up being.
I keep playing on the gaming floor, and so this is one of those things where this is very much, you know, there's a lot of industry representatives, a lot of journalists who are in the audience right now who are about to actually touch a lot of these games, so it's good that they're focusing on them.
Keep your eyes open for a Tesla in this footage.
Really?
Really?
There's a lot of buzz that there would be one. I haven't seen it yet. I love green.
This is such car porn.
I'm not even a car guy, but I love this game. They just do it so well.
Yeah.
It's like Uncanny Valley, the game.
Yeah. Did we miss the Tesla? They said they saw it.
In the chat room.
Those cars get so souped up, who knows?
Not too shabby for a platform in its seventh year, huh? We're so proud of the Worldwide Studios team and their incredible talent highlighted by The Last of Us. It's created by the amazing team at Naughty Dog. The Last of Us received global reviews that only a handful of titles ever achieve. It's the highest rated game on all platforms spanning 2012 and 2013 to date. Naughty Dog has now created two of the highest-rated PS3 games of all time. And of course, we're equally excited by what's coming to PS3 from our publishing partners. This includes a special partnership to bring back one of the most iconic franchises in the world to PlayStation this fall.
I don't care who does it. I don't care how they do it. I just want the bat dead.
Is this Origin?
Yeah. This Black Mask.
This city has a problem.
Christmas game.
Some freak who thinks he's a hero.
I do love the Batman
Luckily,
games.
Luckily, there ain't a problem in the world. It can be solved with a little bit of money. Tonight, we all win. One of you walks away with $50 million. And the rest, well, we get rid of the Batman.
Where's Black Mask?
Let me go!
If you insist.
Never yell, let me go.
Wait. Did he just kill that guy? I thought Batman didn't kill him.
Yeah, definitely just watched the murder.
It's a prequel. It's when he's young and stupid, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it is origin, right?
Yeah.
There was a mattress down there.
That's a bad excuse, though. Now, I don't think this is the same dev team that we usually get. Hey, Brushwood, PC game, PC version.
It definitely? Is that for reals?
It is for me. Oh, yeah, that's definitely coming out on PC. See, it's funny. If anything's third party that's coming to everything, I'm usually PC first these days.
Well, let's listen.
To bring our fans an exclusive experience for Batman Arkham Origins. As part of the partnership, fans will get content that you'll only find on PlayStation, including Nightfall downloadable content and a 1960s TV show Batman skin.
Yeah.
Saturday, I remember it well.
Luscious cheers of those who don't really
know
what
PlayStation and Rockstar share a long history of bringing amazing games to our fans. I know everyone in the room is looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 5, and I can tell you that the experience will be epic on PS3.
This is a big deal.
We're offering our fans an exclusive GTA 5 bundle for PS3 that will be available on September 17th for $299.
What?
In addition, we've created a GTA 5 branded Pulse Elite headset. Comes with an exclusive GTA soundscape. If gamers want the ultimate $299
for one game
experience, it can only
No. That's PlayStation 3.
Our exclusive bundle. And our headset highlights our continued partnership. And you can expect more information regarding Grand Theft Auto 5 to be
Bush. I mean, who's going to buy
Didn't Microsoft also just reintroduce a new version of the Xbox, the Xbox 360 with the redesign, just to get them out?
Yeah, it looks like the one.
There's no better
they all
way
do
to
it.
Show the strength of a platform.
But it's important to note here that GTA 5 is not announced for next-gen consoles or PC at this point. It's PS3, 360, and that's it.
PlayStation 3 was an epic leap forward when it launched. But we continue to dream of a more immersive and innovative experience. PlayStation 4 represents the platform upon which this vision will be built. It's a platform that demonstrates everything PlayStation stands for. A relentless focus on the gamer, an inspired community of developers, a powerful set of tools, and the long-standing legacy of PlayStation's commitment to building worlds without boundaries. Please join me in welcoming Andrew House on stage to talk more about PlayStation 4.
Thank you, Jack. It's a thrill to be with you all today. As you've already seen, PlayStation is in a state of rapid evolution. With the arrival of PlayStation 4, we have a console of unparalleled power. This means new experiences, greater social integration, cloud-based technology, and a system architecture capable of handling the most intricate ideas developers can conceive. We know gamers can't wait to see the PS4 product design. It is a design that is sleek and visually impactful wherever it is placed, and
you
that we
show
hope
this right
you
away?
Are proud to own.
I hope so. Just get...
Ladies
We're
and
just
gentlemen,
mocking
I'm
us.
Thrilled to introduce the PlayStation 4.
Here we go.
Nice. Here we go.
Okay.
It looks rectangular. It's
just standing inside one.
It's going to be one.
It's this theater.
Is it a cube?
I can't tell. No.
There
Another
it is.
Tower.
It's Xbox One.
Oh. That's... Wow. That's understated.
Boxy is the new Boxy.
Oh,
it's like a parallelogram.
It's kind of sexy.
It's a...
Oh, it's tilted.
What did you say? Dutch.
I called it a
Xbox. Dutch angle.
The product designer, Sumisa. And
the new PlayStation parallelogram. It's It's fantastic.
Take a bow.
Rhomboid.
Rhomboid. I'm liking
and
it.
And to the whole PlayStation design, engineering, and development team, thank you for being uncompromising.
There he is.
In the pursuit of a revolutionary new console. And one that is worthy of the PlayStation heritage.
T-shirt.
I guess he's representing.
It's like a, just a dude out of the audience walked off of the.
This is a completely
product
new
designer,
platform,
right?
And
oh,
in
the
many
product
ways represents
a completely new PlayStation. But what's always been true is that PlayStation is defined by breakthrough content that resonates with gamers of all types. And this philosophy extends to our media services. We strive to ensure that our services are relevant and meaningful. Our strategy
less
for building
hackable.
An incredible entertainment platform on PlayStation Network is unique in that we focus on our fans and curate content that we know they will love. And we'll be offering
really
our customers even more in the near future. We're now more than ever capitalizing on the full potential of the vast network of Sony divisions. And living up to Sony's reputation as one of the biggest and most
powerful
entertainment
brands in the world. Okay, we're
talking to each other now.
We stopped
It's now my pleasure to introduce and welcome to the stage for the first time, CEO of Sony Entertainment and Chairman and CEO of Sony Pictures Entertainment, Michael Rutan.
That's big.
Microsoft's going out of its way to build a content division, and Sony's like, oh, right. Yeah, we have this one.
We actually have that. Maybe if we play nice, we could get along.
The problem is that there's a big difference between trying to provide everyone all the entertainment versus a vertical distribution, which is what this is pushing.
We've ever seen. So it's an incredible honor to be with you here today and with those of you watching live tonight. For our entertainment companies, including Sony Pictures, Sony Music, Sony ATV Music Publishing, PlayStation 4 represents a groundbreaking new platform for amazing entertainment.
This is really
big.
These two arms
the
of the company historically hate each other.
Generation
because Sony Electronics is seen as the part of the company that pirates or encourages piracy of the content produced by the other arm.
Through services like Music and Video Unlimited, as well as Sony Pictures' own Crackle. Sony Music Entertainment, a leader in the global music business with artists like Daft Punk, Nine Inch Nails, and Jack White, is committed to working closely with the PlayStation Network on
further
Jack
White
development
fans.
And an enhancement of Music Unlimited.
Actually, John Strickland says, don't let them fool you. They still hate each other. They're frenemies.
The frenemies.
Relationships with talent across the industry who are
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm uncomfortable just looking at the picture of this distribution, the fact that they're trying to build a closed ecosystem of video content distribution. That makes me a little sad.
That makes shows like Community and, of course, Breaking Bad.
That's just their library, though, dude. They'll have they'll have the Netflix stuff. They'll have the Hulu thing. They'll have everything.
Spider-Man.
They already do. I mean, I can watch Netflix and Hulu on my PS3 right now for free without a membership.
The availability of the PlayStation 4 later this year.
And that's a difference from Microsoft.
I'm happy to announce that Sony Pictures is hard at work on a brand new original programming plan and a unique access to content that will be available exclusively on PlayStation Network and PlayStation 4.
This is not new, obviously. Sony's been doing original content on the PlayStation Network for a long time.
Right.
But this is stepping up that game, right?
This is an answer to the Halo live-action series.
Spielberg and Halo.
Selected specifically for the type of entertainment gamers want and love. As Andy mentioned, Sony is one of the largest entertainment brands in the world.
And Brian, it's important to note, like the whole, you're right about this vertical distribution and what they want to do, but that's what everybody wants to do, and Microsoft would love to do that if they could do it. They're not open by any means.
Sure. No. But what I like is that they're powerless to do anything about it. It bothers me that Sony's in a position to do something.
That's a good point.
And by offering unique access to incredible content, we look forward to sharing more details in the near future. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you for having me tonight, and have a great night.
It's an interesting world to think, instead of like, oh, my cable system doesn't carry that channel, so I can't watch the show. Or even, I'm not sure if I want to play the $8.99 for that particular service. Thanks, it's, Michael. I don't own that piece of hardware, so I can't watch that show.
About working right. with Sony Pictures, and the new ways we'll be able to curate exclusive content that will provide yet another reason to be part of the PlayStation community.
Well, Microsoft didn't show any trailers of the Spielberg thing, but at least they named it. They didn't name anything in this one.
Unlimited services to be
nope, they just say they're working on it.
And keep in mind also, like, the Spielberg Halo thing is essentially the return of 1980s cartoons, content that was built purely to sell product. We're seeing return with Halo. And weirdly, I don't mind it at all.
Music Unlimited will also be available on day one.
HR, Halo stuff.
So what are they saying about this unlimited video?
All they're saying about Music Unlimited and Video Unlimited, the services will be, quote, better than ever with Video Unlimited and Music Unlimited available on the PS4 on day one. So there's not a lot of detail on that.
It's got to be the same service. Amazon Instant Video and new platform. TV.
In fact, PS3 is the number one device in the world for streaming Netflix content to the living room. And we're adding new services to our platform.
To the living room.
Announce that Redbox that's an interesting qualifier there. Will be available to our U.S. gamers very soon.
That's not bad.
Offering Redbox over 7,000 movies on PS3, PS Vita, and PlayStation 4.
They're being added to Google TV and Roku as well.
So, is this a competitor to Vudu?
Some of your favorite
no, it's competitor to Netflix, to but doing soon. Movies instead of TV shows exclusively.
Viewer delivers PlayStation fans the best live, sporting, music, and entertainment events, live or on demand, from partners across the world.
I don't like the big hand.
Finally, I'm happy to announce that beginning this fall, Quickster will be
coming to get
on
you,
our
Scott.
Giving
Quickster
access to one of the world's most popular
Quickster,
apps
oh man.
For discovering. Collecting and watching movies.
Well, in theory,
that's the ultraviolet.
All of these network services are further movies. Evidence of our continued commitment.
The live events viewer sounds interesting because they showed what looked to be a WWE pay-per-view. So if you can buy these videos or these pay-per-view events right from your PlayStation, it's called the Xbox. That's intriguing.
And honestly, if all of this is available still without having to be a PlayStation Network subscriber, that gives me a big advantage to me over Microsoft.
Breakthrough gaming experiences. This is where our passion lies.
So from Twitter, we got one person who said, I want to see Sony one-up Microsoft and announce the used game policy, which is an interesting opportunity if they were to take it.
To give you a glimpse of the creative work accomplished in the last year, please join me in welcoming the president of Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide Studios, Shuhei Yoshida.
And bring on the games. I think the odds are we'll get a used game policy out of them. I think it's almost zero.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
I mean,
the
only way it's worth it for them to do anything is to go all in and take on Xbox head-to-head, which I don't think they're going to do.
Thank you. For the last 5 years, Worldwide Studios have been an integral part of development of PS4. Our Worldwide Studios team consists of 14 studios, making it the largest first-party studio network in the world. Key members of this team have participated in designing, developing, and testing PS4 to make sure that it will become a platform on which game developers, big or small, can realize their wildest game ideas. As we approached the PS4 design, we looked at not only what game developers wanted, but also how consumers play and enjoy games these days. We, the gamers, use social media to find out new games and discuss what we like and do not like about games and game platforms. And as you can see, it's like I have a second job as a frontline customer service on Twitter. When people are excited or concerned about anything PlayStation. It's awesome that we have a direct connection with people who
He's
care about
Greg
games
Street
and share their
World
feelings every day.
Geek
in Worldwide Studios, We have over 30 PS4 titles in development, and 20 of them are planned to release in the first year of the launch of PS4. We are known in the industry to aggressively pursue new IPs, and we will continue this push on PS4. Out of the 20 titles that I just mentioned, 12 of them are brand new IPs. It is my great pleasure to introduce a highly imaginative new IP coming exclusive to the PS4.
This guy's kind of mesmerizing.
It's the sport coat.
I guess. Listen to him all day.
An engine trailer.
Oh, Santa Monica's so good.
I love them.
And everything they make is good.
You can walk there.
It is a new world for us. For all of us. An age of scientific marvels. And yet, underneath the brass and steel, the old struggle endures.
Right, knights with spaceships. All
dividing life from death.
Steampunk, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little Dishonored going on here. Yeah. It was kind of steampunky.
Oh, you mean the game?
Yeah.
She's personally feeling Dishonored.
I'm so Dishonored.
Such terrible strength do we possess.
My steam-powered M16.
Easy, boys.
This looks good. An engine.
It's all right, Mum.
This is what they're good at. Weird games.
They really are. I was just thinking how many new games I've been pulled into with the PlayStation.
Yeah, and they're always just a little off their rocker, like experimental and risky, you know, in a weird way.
For the Xbox, I think Alan Wake was like that for me. And I was really disappointed they didn't announce the sequel.
Zombies.
Grenade launcher.
Oh, I'm so into this.
The Order.
Yeah, dude, whatever. I'm into that. That's great.
You're going to pre-order The Order?
Yeah, I'm all in that.
The pre-order's available, 1886.
We are proud to have Ready at Dawn developing an exclusive title for PS4. As you know, they developed 3 of the highest quality PSP titles with us and have grown into one of the world's most respected studios. Next, I'd like to share with you the latest updates on the 4 new titles we announced in February. All teams are making great progress, and right before this conference started, our developers showed off a live playthrough of new never-seen-before levels of these titles on this stage here. For those of you watching the live stream now, the playthroughs will be posted on our Facebook and YouTube, and of course on PlayStation.com. So please check them out later.
So these were the people I was mentioning in the pre-show that were just standing up playing games.
Some highlights of the exciting new features and elements of these titles.
This follow-up to what they announced in February.
Let me show you.
Okay.
It was a recon mission across the wall. We've heard nothing since. One wrong move and this all blows up in our face.
Do what you do best.
Some bad voiceover there.
It actually sounded like that dude from The Wire.
And I was thinking the same thing, Brian.
Oh, you mean that show I haven't watched yet?
Oh, my God.
You and I. I know.
Read The Gunslinger, too.
Don't worry. I haven't watched it either.
I've read The Gunslinger 5 times. Don't worry about
okay,
that.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. You're halfway there, then.
Now, Schwit and I share a lot of passions. I don't know why The Wire has just eluded me. I just haven't gotten to it.
So, 55 minutes, folks, it took to bring up The Wire. You're playing along.
I thought this was a kill zone game. Oh, that's awesome.
This looks fun. First rule.
Drive Club at the earlier announcement, right?
Yeah, same deal.
These are the four titles they announced earlier.
What did you think about the Xbox Drivatar thing they were saying? Like, basically analyzing how you drive and making it available 24 hours a day. Do you
have any idea? Would not want that at all, because the way I drive in real life is not in the least the way I want to drive in a video game.
You think this
again.
Is a joke?
No, I
is
don't.
Is this how you want to leave your mark on the world, huh?
You ever want to play a game where you get yelled at? This is that game.
They destroyed Redmond. Did you notice that? A little symbolism?
Bioterrorist.
There's some good facial expression crap going on in this.
You seem to be getting the hang of your new symptoms, right? And of course, the only downside being that... Nope. Can't think of anything. This is pretty freaking awesome.
That looks like Troy Baker.
It's the new what you call it?
The candy.
Looks a little like Jesse Pinkman there.
Mr. White.
All right, I got this whole thing figured out. We hit the town, maybe swing by the Space Needle. Always wanted to see it, and then we're back home to save some lives.
You do realize when we hit the town, there's a fair chance the town's gonna, you know, head back.
You want to go to the Experience Music Project?
It's a Nirvana cover?
Yeah.
Sony couldn't get the rights to Nirvana for some reason.
It's at the Experience Music Project, that's why.
Second Son.
I didn't play the first Son. I'm so stupid.
We found the Goblin hideout.
Got less than a minute before the sun melts me back down to size.
Oh, that's the one they showed.
Right. With all the particle physics.
Yep.
I'm happy.
Gonna show the old man now.
Keys on Shadowfall, Drive Club, and Knack will be released at the launch of PS4.
The old man, and like that demo?
Second Son,
yeah.
In Q1 2014. In the February event, David Cage of Quantic Dream discussed the evolution of human characters in games, and how PS4 will allow the game players to feel the emotions of game characters by just looking at their eyes and facial gestures. On PS4, we can introduce a much wider and deeper array of emotions and expressions than in the current generation of games. More subtle and lighter emotions. This will allow us to explore all kinds of storytelling in games, so games of the future can reach a much wider audience than today. To prove this point, Quantic Dream has developed a 12-minute technical demo to show off that potential. And here, I'm happy to show you a sneak preview of their work. Please remember, This is all running in real time on PS4. Let's take a look. Mm.
So long have I waited, shrouded by darkness. I have suppressed my hatred while I waited for the stars to align. After a thousand years, spend wandering the darkest bowels of the earth. Time to emerge from the shadows. As finally,
there is Tom.
Long last.
Ah, about time. Of
Saddam the dark. Old man.
He looks much better than he did last time.
He's got a body this time.
Yeah, I know. It's a little like the guy in the opening trailer for Civ 5.
Yeah. He's a little nicer and quieter, though.
Yeah. A little less primitive. Little.
He's
Yoda.
They dare to defy the greatest dark sorcerer ever to walk the earth.
It's impressive facial stuff.
It really is. I was just thinking that. Just...
Yeah, well, that was what they were touting in February when they shut this guy up, all joking aside.
I think if you hit X three or four times.
It crosses the cheesy valley where it's like it's so realistic that you could tell it's just a guy twitching his face as he shouts stuff.
The cheesy valley. I like that.
This is coming to everything. This is the new cheese, and we're getting tons of it coming soon.
Nom, 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 nom.
Wizard tongue pacer.
It's cheese. I like cheese.
I like a little
it's on
cheese.
The tip of my tongue. I knew it. Damn. I am so sorry.
No problem. We'll just take it again.
Wow, dude. Totally freaked me out. I scared the crap out of me, man.
Anyway, racist.
Excuse me, if I may, I just
funny.
Had a quick word about the script.
About the script?
Yes, as my character is rather complex, I want to make sure I'm conveying all facets of his psychology. So I asked myself whether this hatred that is consuming him isn't emanating from...
You know what? Don't change a thing. You were great. Okay, everybody, let's take it from where we left off, if you're all ready.
Hey, name's Maurice.
David.
Dude, this is amazing. The exact thing that was a negative just turned into a massive positive.
Okay,
they owned it.
Do it again.
That was huge.
Weird.
Should we continue tomorrow?
You know, at some point, that looked too real to then
so
wonder why you just didn't film it. You know what I mean?
No, maybe not.
So please come and check it out. For those of you who cannot join us at the booth, watch at home on the live stream at PlayStation.com and on YouTube. It's amazing.
Wow. They're good at driving you to watch stuff.
Yeah.
Really want to boost those YouTube subscriber numbers.
We pride ourselves in supporting independent and smaller developers
independent
who bring a fresh perspective to game development.
Yep.
Oftentimes, we are amazed and totally inspired by the sheer passion and creativity of these smaller teams. Here to share with you some of the exciting games they've got coming to PlayStation is Adam Boyce.
Oh, yeah.
Shu Yoshida. That man has the most infectious smile in the whole industry. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Batman?
Good?
Oh, that man.
Excellent. So you've all seen some impressive
Said
blockbusters
Batman.
That are coming to PS4 in the near future. But as with platforms, cultivating a wide variety of experiences is critical to our DNA. At our event back in February, we had Jonathan Blow on stage to see his team's first game, The Witness, coming first on consoles to PS4. Right. And we absolutely love scouring the earth for the most creative and innovative developers. And tonight, I'm thrilled to introduce another incredible team, which we've wanted to partner with for years. Please join me in welcoming Amir Rao and Greg Kasavin from Supergiant Games.
Wow. That's awesome.
You know Supergiant Games well?
I do. I've actually talked to Greg
Thank
once.
You,
and they have... Their game was amazing last year.
with a team of seven friends. And thanks to our fans, our first game, Bastion, allowed us to maintain our independence and stick together as a team to do a new game in our voice.
We grew up playing games that transported us to all sorts of amazing places we'll never forget. We want to create those types of experiences for more people. So with that in mind, it's our pleasure to show you Transistor, which will make its console debut on the PlayStation 4 early next year. Check it out.
Bastion on the iPad was really great.
Yeah, a really good version of that.
When you speak, I hear silence. Every word a defiance. I can hear, oh, I can hear. Think I'll go where it suits me. Moving out to a country.
Transistor.
Mm.
A lot of early buzz about that.
The gameplay, so, I mean, it's a simple kind of gameplay. Like Bastion was a simple gameplay, but it's the voices, you know, the voice actors and the story that compels you with those games and really kind of gets you.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what's different about this one.
We're developing the world's best indie game portfolio across all PlayStation platforms.
Not coming until 2014.
By offering developers the ability to self-publish their own content.
Yeah. Nice.
That's huge, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Self-publishing.
The recently added indie section of the PlayStation Store enables fans to quickly find the newest and most popular titles. Our vision is crystal clear: to continue to lead the console space as the most open and inclusive platform for developers.
Also, we see all the money iOS Store.
Beautiful, challenging, and fantastic experiences. It's now my great pleasure to introduce a few of the new additions to the PlayStation.
I'm not saying
family.
They don't want to be the open stuff, too.
Yeah, you can be benevolent
and
greedy.
Yeah,
sure. Why not? Their 2D classic approach to game design were evident in Shank and Mark of the Ninja. When their co-founder Jamie Chang first teased us with this wonderfully sinister new concept, an open-ended, randomly generated adventure where death lurks around every corner, we were hooked. Don't starve.
Don't starve.
Already real big on PC. People love that.
Before breaking out on their own, these founders made the totally awesome retro brawler Scott Pilgrim versus the World. They're now preparing to unleash Mercenary Kings, a hand-drawn multiplayer shooter that brings intense retro-inspired mayhem to the PS4.
Oh, mayhem.
Young horses.
That looks fun.
We sent PlayStation 4 dev kits to the studio comprised of DePaul University grads in Chicago. Within only 4 weeks, they sent us back a playable version of their IGF-nominated game series.
And it looks
Octodad
great.
Deadliest Catch.
I met the one of the guys, Philip, who worked on
now,
this yesterday.
Historically accurate,
sounds amazing.
This game does not contain giant enemy crabs.
It's basically an octopus trying to dress up like a guy and keep a job to raise his family.
This crew came together when a group of friends across multiple studios around the world broke off to pursue a new creative vision. Secret Ponchos blends the best elements of shooters and fighting games into a super stylish spaghetti western.
In. Sold.
Yep.
Ragtag Studios.
Spaghetti
Ragtag
and
is
western.
Comprised of three industry veterans who Voltron up.
I love that they're highlighting the indies.
Studio. They were convinced that we wouldn't bother talking to them, so we put them on stage.
It's weird. These games look like these would appeal to the masses.
Brings a lot
like,
of great
instead of the serious gamer, this is these look like a lot of fun.
Recruiting a zombie army in Ray's quest to find out why.
I'm probably the other ones that don't look that fun.
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to go and shoot everybody and be in a war all the time. Sometimes you want to be doing something silly. It's a game. It's an escape.
That's exactly right. The whole world doesn't need to be Call of Duty spinoffs. Sometimes we can do these unique, interesting narrative experiences that are unlike other things. I totally agree.
First-person fright fest that you can check out in our booth.
I'm very impressed that I haven't seen one mech.
All-world inhabitants. Lorne Lanning.
Well, that little 2D mech was in there.
Right. Lorne was a fiercely independent game creator in an era when no small studio dared to even ask for creative control.
What?
the Oddworld universe first emerged from his beautifully twisted mind on the PlayStation 1. And here at Sony, we've been massive fans of his unlikely heroes ever since. We're happy to announce that a full remake of the original, called Oddworld New and Tasty, is coming to PS4.
It's a remake called New and Tasty, but who cares? I want
it.
17-bit games. Anyone who has played Skulls of the Shogun knows this talented team at 17-bit games. A few months ago at the Full Indie Summit in Vancouver, their founder,
This is great. This is what they need. This is PC-like,
and that's it's the smartest thing about my, it's the thing I love about my PC and Steam. They're doing it. Yeah. Like, this is just really smart. This makes me interested in...
From a few of the amazing innovative
teams. I know you love the dual stick, so...
We're welcome to the family.
By the way, it's octodadgame.com if you want to go check up the Young Horses thing about the octopus dressing up like a guy.
So, they give us an absolute
one of the things that I read that I'm really looking forward to is the fact that the ability to play a game before it's even done downloading.
Exclusive console debut on PlayStation 4.
They talked about that a bunch at the launch.
That's pretty cool, I like it when they do that.
Thank you, guys.
That's one thing PlayStation does is it has a lot of downloads.
That's amazing. Love it.
Every one of these games will make their exclusive console debut on the PS4.
PlayStation 4 will also be home to giant blockbuster games. Blizzard Entertainment is bringing Diablo 3 to both the PS3 and PS4. And we're proud to announce today Diablo 3 will have, on PS3, will have exclusive items from PlayStation franchises, like Drake's Amulet from
Uncharted. Diablo, he calls it.
And shoulder braces inspired by that game company's indie hit, Journey. Pretty cool.
Wait, what do you say about Journey?
There will also be more PlayStation exclusive items from Blizzard in the future. Now, when we revealed the PS4 back in February, we welcomed a very special partner on stage to talk about the future, and they left us wanting just a little bit more.
Chris
I'm very honored and proud to share a video message from the brilliant mind of Tetsuya Nomura from Square
Enix. What happened to Blizzard? That was nothing.
Just reiterated.
We didn't have a guest come on stage.
Great. It's on his MacBook Air.
Good audio.
Yeah. Title across his face.
It's just a watermark. Want to make sure.
Hey, it's more than Blizzard sent. Jeez.
Yeah, but Blizzard had their thing. Chris came out, did their... They're done.
I think they were going to announce Titan, and then they rebooted it. Yeah. They had to cancel.
Then they heard about Titanfall on the Xbox. I'm like, damn it. I demand my trailers be in English.
Yeah, man. I'm with you.
Xenophobia!
Pretty.
Yeah, it looks good.
I kind of forgot this was a game. It looked like a movie.
Is it Final Fantasy?
No, there already was a Final Fantasy. That was the Final Fantasy, so obviously there can't be another.
It's done. It was final.
Man, I feel like it's 3 a.m. after the party ended and some anime fanboy is explaining to you why I'm too dumb to appreciate what's brilliant about this.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, not it's to, gorgeous. You know, some people love these things, but
we shouldn't. Make.
Just not me.
I mean, by which I mean it crosses the uncanny valley into this looks like a movie that I don't understand. Instead of a video game I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a guy. He's in Nakatomi Plaza. He actually steps on glass with no shoes on. You might be familiar with it.
But in this case, he represents the hunger of the populace after World War II.
Right.
Another old guy.
Nocto!
Wow. Looks nice.
Don't worry, I can handle it.
Do we even know what this game is yet? I mean, what's the title? Have they didn't see it.
An ultimate fantasy.
Oh, that's a mess.
Like Polygon's coverage. Needless to say, there's lots of spiky hair and talk of crystals.
That's impressive. That right.
Loyalists. It's covering this game as well.
It must be a Final Fantasy type game.
Yeah, look at that.
Final Fantasy versus 13th.
Final Fantasy.
Versus
Legend meets its match, but the world is ever changing.
Just renamed it.
What?
Final Fantasy 15. The world's ever changing. Just
what
now.
To Final Fantasy 14?
Oh my gosh. I can't.
The world you knew was ending, Tom. It's changing.
Hey, he has the same hair as his character did.
You should spike yours up, Scott, and you could be the evil guy.
Terrible hair. I wish I had anime hair. Like one Brian Brushwood who no longer puts it in that state.
I was about to say, I shouldn't comment on this.
Yeah, you...
Yeah. Aki, it's just, they really need me. I have to go. I am who I am. Because of them.
Star Wars characters now that Disney.
Oh, I wonder, dude.
I hope so.
And Boba there's
Ewok.
Jar Jar.
And Spider-Man, since Sony's got rights to that, and so does Disney.
That would be great.
If you just listen to the audio, that's not true. That's not what's happening right now.
No. Is that true?
These are our wish lists.
Right.
Kingdom Hearts Star Wars Edition. Oh, I would love it. I might actually play Kingdom Hearts if they did that.
Jar Jar Hearts.
Oh, no, he's got to fight the Wolverine.
He's got a Nintendo field.
That game always kind of did.
Yeah, I guess it does.
There are people who love that series, think it's the
Final
greatest
Fantasy
thing that ever happened.
Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3 coming to PS4. As one more gift to PlayStation fans, I'm happy to announce that Final Fantasy 14 will be coming exclusively to consoles on PS4 and PS3.
I feel like I should be clapping.
I think it's my favorite move is when the presenter goes like, "This is what she's doing right now."
Let me just
the applause sign's not working. They've created an entirely new world filled with huge beards, rum drinking, swashbuckling, and skullduggery.
Skullduggery.
I mean, who doesn't want to play a game as Edward Kenway, a pirate trained by assassins? Or play as Aveline from Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation on Vita, which will be an exclusive PlayStation experience. Here to play the world premiere game, sorry, demo of the game, please welcome producer Arno.
No, it's R. No, if you want to.
Oh, he's going to be apologizing for that line at the party afterwards.
I bet that was part of a bet, actually. Will you actually do that on air? Yes, I will.
R.
I don't understand.
Like, no, seriously, Arno? I look like a pirate when I play. Watch.
So the second game they showed was for the Vita, and then the black flag is for the PS4, from what I gather. I find it interesting that the female character, the female lead, was also on the Vita as well.
The only place she's been.
Well,
before,
is it,
right?
Is the same character? Because there was Liberation, and then I think there's another one. It's a different assassin. It's a female.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Engadget says Final Fantasy Versus 13 is now Final Fantasy 15, and Final Fantasy 14 A Realm Reborn is headed to the PS4 as well. So did hear 14 and 15.
Perfectly clear, Tom. Yes. Thanks for smoothing that all out.
No problem. God, that's the Final Fantasy.
Always make that too confusing.
That flushed him out. I'll catch
you.
There'll
be a lot of milling about there in that cutscene.
There's no drinking after death, lads.
This game apparently is a drinking sim.
Dude, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think we all are.
So, you want to play some Uno?
You know, the old pirate tradition. Uno. I feel like we can just quit now. That made the whole night.
Man, why do I feel like this is a simulation of what my parents were up to while I was trying to sleep when I was in third grade?
Hello, lads. Lieutenant. Here. You out here?
Jenkins. What's the news?
It's damn near a riot out there. And I reckon Kenway suspects something. He don't miss much.
Wow, they are going full pirate.
What was that? You certainly didn't bring some of those sand rats in tow, Jenkins.
Look sharp. Stevens, make certain there's no surprise.
Aren't demos supposed to get you excited for the game?
Well, this is gameplay, right?
Right.
This isn't a cutscene.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
If you're trying to avoid the, well, that's trailer criticism, because it does look good. It's really good.
Shoot anything that moves. Yes, sir. Come on. It's time.
As long as it doesn't take 4 hours to get to the opening cutscene.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the guy make a mistake and he just doesn't want to admit it? Like, oh, I wasn't supposed to go into town.
He's a pirate. He'll do whatever he wants.
Backside, sure.
Well, Nicole, you're talking about 3. Three was rough that way, wasn't it?
It took forever to get to the actual assassin. Which,
slow burn.
Honestly, yeah, it was. Maybe I'll give it another shot, but I'm definitely going to give this one a shot. I'm a fan of the Assassin's Creed franchise.
Quickly.
We haven't thanked our sponsor since the very beginning of the show, Slingbox. Just so you know, if you want to watch a pirate movie while you're anywhere in the world, watch on your Slingbox. Anything you get on your TV, built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, full HD 1080p with Slingbox and the Sling app. Watch live, high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet. Anywhere there's an internet connection. You can even wirelessly archive your photos and videos and enjoy them on your TV at home. So go check it out. Try it out online, because all you got to do is you buy a Slingbox, hook it up to your internet, hook it up to TV, your home TV, anywhere in the world you got an internet connection. Slingbox is at Best Buy, Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. We thank them for their support of Breaking News. Now back to the pirates already in the beach.
He's a big bastard! Load the heavy shot, lads! Ah! Aim at the waist! Bring that beastie
time, Kenway. And it won't be the last. Take no quarter, lads.
Don't take quarters.
So
put
when
more
the
quarters
game
in.
Pauses.
Yeah, this is our first demo. Oh. That's our first demo issue. We We had a brief freeze earlier, and now we have this one.
Wait, is that our video or them?
No, it's them.
I think it's them.
He's still nodding his head. Oh, dude, look at the defeat on his shoulders.
Move to the Vita game. Move to the Vita game.
They went almost an hour and a half without a demo problem. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good stretch.
Wow, thanks for the reminder. They went almost an hour and a half.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Jonathan Morin, the creative director on Watch Dogs.
Oh, this game looks great.
There are countless ways to define next gen. For us, it has to be about new game dynamics. Over the last 4 years, we challenged ourselves to deliver something new. So we created an entire city that you can hack at will. Everything that is connected can become your weapon against your enemies, or can be used to help your friends. In Watch Dogs, you are Aiden Pierce, a modern vigilante whose most powerful weapon.
I'm one of those old-fashioned vigilantes.
In today's demo, Aiden must save a friend called T-Bone. He broke into an apartment to steal important information, but he tripped an alarm, and fixers are coming his way to kill him. We join Aiden as Chicago PD are closing on him. He's going to have to lose them if he ever hoped to be able to save his friend. So now please welcome on stage Pierre-Yves Savard, who's going to perform for you tonight. And let's see, since in Watch Dogs you can play any way you want, how he will choose to approach the situation.
I really thought he was going to say, let's see if our game freezes like the last one.
Aiden Pierce spotted in Mad Mile. Be on alert.
The PC
the blind song would be perfect.
Oh my god, yes.
It's gonna be that's the one to get, dude.
I won't be able to wait. I'm totally gonna have to play this on a console.
It's coming. I thought it was day and date. Aren't all three?
I don't know. I picked up some
chatter. I hope they do more of those day and date. Download it.
Right, hold on, I'm being tracked. Once I lose them, I'll come for you.
Yeah, all right. Make it quick, baby.
You have Batman in there?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. Beautiful game.
I love the fact that we're no longer beyond the physical limitations of hardware rendering, and instead we're going with artistic choices.
Yeah. We have additional officers
moving to intercept. He's supposedly in Chicago? That's much prettier than Chicago. No disrespect. Chicago's a great town, but this looks like Hong Kong or Vancouver or something.
Blade Runner land, a little bit.
Yeah.
Squad 1, station still searching for the suspect.
He's driving to Northwestern.
This looks like Lower Wacker Drive. I'll buy that Chicago.
If I had a wish, I wish I could go back in time and show this to John Carmack in 1991 to see what he says.
Like, dude, knowing John Carmack, he'd be like, yeah, so, did I write it?
Yeah, squad, suspect's gone. Let's get an APB circulated.
Let's get some good overcoat tech.
A citywide manhunt is underway for the suspected vigilante Aiden Pierce. Engaged in several bold interventions, Pierce has divided the city with locals.
911, state your emergency, please.
Hey, I'm free.
Kill it now.
Hello, I need you to stay on the line.
Hey, nice.
Why are you doing this?
Stop that guy from calling 911.
He uses Matrix powers.
T-Bone.
Hey, T-Bone. Why are you called T-Bone?
Hit this, brother.
He likes
prototype shit.
I ain't never seen you. I'm in love.
T-Bone, wrap it up.
They sound cranky. Forget
you get
the
a T-Bone spinoff. You play that.
Sorry, princess.
Hey, over there.
Okay.
I want to play this game.
Someone's got to be doing that.
When's it supposed to be out?
This fall. I think it's launch title for both consoles. And PC version. Looking for me.
Yeah, so what's their spin here? Has shown it on. I mean, they're just saying how great it looks on PS4 because it does. It's not an exclusive, right?
No, not exclusive. But this is probably indicative of what the PC version, certainly what the Xbox version, will look like. But they're also doing previous consoles, so 360 and PS3 are also getting it.
Go, stay low.
This is not always a good thing.
Go. You find what we need in there?
Yeah. Default didn't expect us to find this romper room. I got what I needed to track him. Don't you worry. We're getting close.
Oh my gosh, he's right there on the other side of the wall. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, go.
It's what Tom does in movies, right?
Go.
No, that's Jesus. What I do.
I can really do with a shot of rope.
Hey, there he is!
Whoa. All right, you're good. Go.
I owe you, Aiden.
You're good.
All units, this is Squad. We have a possible sighting on Aiden Pierce.
Step where you are.
What?
What's he playing with? What's this? Is that a Vita?
That looks like a tablet.
Well, there's a touch screen on the controller for the PS4, right?
Yeah, but not a screen. It's just a.
Oh, that was an actual screen.
Yeah.
Is he using Android?
Maybe.
Like a Sony tablet?
It could have been. It was just a quick glimpse of that, whatever that was.
I didn't really understand the purpose of that.
Oh, dude.
Look, I'd go
Bullet
to Gary.
Time.
If I were you. Just run to Gary, Indiana. Nobody's going to find you.
Tied up that boat?
Dude, he just EMP'd the whole city.
Yeah.
Badass.
This is O'Leary's EMP.
Oh, I'm so into that game.
Good luck to you,
man. It's going to be huge.
When Watchdog launches, I'm happy to announce that PlayStation owners will receive an additional hour of exclusive gameplay and a special outfit for Aiden Pierce. And Chicago right. Looked pretty great in that last bit with Watch Dogs.
Determining gameplay by
hour
now?
And from Chicago all the way back here to L.A., from the Bulls to Lakers, it's not just technology that connects like, us. Everyone
like,
is growing
another
up
mission
with a passion
or something
for their favorite
like
sports team. And that passion comes from a real
yeah,
place.
Yeah, that's weird.
The pride of donning your team's first jersey, the cheers in the stadium ricocheting off the walls, that broken heart feeling after that overtime loss, sorry, Kings fans. These are the authentic moments that connect us. That authenticity bleeds into our games, and never before have we had such a powerful platform to express these sports experiences. With that, let's look at what's truly possible on PS4, all running an engine.
When they told me they had a surprise set up, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I know, right? It's video game James in the flesh. Kinda. I can see the guys at 2K. They ain't messing around on these next-gen graphics. Man, you look sick. Not bad, huh? Soak it in, playboy.
So if you're on audio, LeBron's talking to himself. In-game LeBron.
You may be an exact replica.
In-game LeBron's weird looking.
Ball like me?
Oh, real life LeBron's weird looking too, so it's pretty good.
That's funny. Somebody wrote a clip.
Time changes, new faces, old best friends, new strangers, new watch just to keep up with the paces, new game plan off the new places. I got a feeling I could win this race.
Oh. Not sure.
Oh, jeez.
That was an unnaturally wide open mouth.
It's like that, what's her name, where she's got the big mouth?
I think LeBron's going to need some connection skills in the game against Spurs tomorrow night.
Think of her name.
Am I right?
Sports joke.
When I think of this next publisher, I think about the massive impact that their games have had in our gaming culture.
Is there Elder Scrolls Online?
I spent over 200 hours slaying dragons, picking locks, and collecting cheese wheels. Now, for the first time in the history of the series,
but then you took an arrow to your knee, is what you're supposed to.
You can experience the mythology of this world alongside all of your friends. Tonight, we're thrilled to announce our new partnership with Bethesda Softworks and the next epic chapter in their legendary saga.
Oh.
What?
This. Do you think this is the MMO?
Oh, this could be ESO, yeah. It could be ESO. That's what this looks like.
That's what the title card said, Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, it did? Okay. Interesting.
Now, what side are you on, Scott? Do you feel like there's just no way to preserve the Skyrim experience in an online multiplayer game? Or
I thought that until I talked to three different people who've all had hands-on recently, and they're freaking out raving about it.
That's awesome.
I'm cautiously optimistic about what the experience might be like.
To stand alone.
Skyrim's so special.
What a fight.
Hard to
side
compete.
By side.
Dude, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Against the encroaching forces of oblivion.
This leads me to believe the game is free to play, which we've never had confirmed on the PC side.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
What leads you to believe that, Scott?
Well, first of all, I don't think anyone releases an MMO anymore without it being free to play, first of all. Second of all, the Sony's doing a ton of free to play stuff. I don't think this is going to be a subscription game. Those have proved to be really unreliable on consoles. Not unreliable, but people just don't do it.
Well, they tried it with DCUO and it didn't really work out so well.
Big flop.
Spring 2014, we'll find out. We'll probably find out before.
We are excited to announce that the Elder Scrolls Online will have a beta that will be exclusively available first on PlayStation 4.
Oh.
What?
Ooh.
I don't know if
that's a bit of a
exclusive
coup.
To consoles,
when we
maybe.
First saw this next universe being created, we couldn't wait to see it come to life on PlayStation. This team brings you one of the most influential fictional worlds that's ever been created. We're extremely proud to be able to share this world premiere with our PlayStation fans first.
What's it gonna be?
Porn.
Ha! Porn side.
Some kind of porno.
Don't think so. Hope not.
No.
Especially with
body
this
porn.
Would not be good. Oh, dude, it's post-apocalyptic. It doesn't even matter what it is. I'm excited. Whatever.
It was excited about post-apocalyptic porn. It's a real problem.
Ooh, Nicole.
Yeah.
This could be that thing we talked about. No, it looks like Mad Max. Never mind.
That was the thing you talked about. Now I want to
know. Yeah, dude.
I was like, what are we talking about?
I was thinking of a new Fallout game
I was hoping for a new Fallout game.
Dude, what if it is Fallout with vehicles?
I'm in.
Dude, that's very much Mad Max. That's straight up Road Warrior.
Yeah, where's his dog?
The leather.
If he's got a dog, that's it.
2 days ago, I saw a rig get control of this tanker.
Ka-chunka chunka.
You know they're making a new movie.
Talk to
me. They got Tom Hardy in the Mad Max role coming soon.
Dude, that's awesome.
I know. I'm stoked.
Needs to fall out.
It's auto duel. And I'm such a sucker.
I'm just gonna let it work.
Whoa!
Wow.
It is Mad Max.
Where's the dog? We need some dog tech. It was obvious. He had like shoulder pads.
Where's Tina Turner?
Yeah, where's Thunderbolt?
Mad Max influenced the world of entertainment from movies.
Hour extra of Tina
games.
Turner. PlayStation exclusive.
To watch Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and Avalanche Studios bring this vision to life. As a special treat for PlayStation gamers, you have access to the exclusive Road Warrior Survival Kit only on PlayStation.
You'll have private
with that,
answer
please
access.
Please welcome back Jack Trenton.
I'm waking up. That's a good line to start.
They're getting all the money out of that
that's
license.
That's all he's got. I'm a little worried, but not so bad for a start. Thanks, Adam. It's clear that
it's
all
funny,
of the
Jack.
Best development studios in the world are creating amazing games for PlayStation.
Jackson Lobster.
Games such as Call of Duty, Ghosts, FIFA, and Madden. Globally, there are more than 140 games in development for PS4 across our own worldwide studios and our third-party partners, including over 100 that will be available within the first year. Nearly 40 of these titles feature experiences that are exclusive to PlayStation. In addition to creating an amazing library of new titles on PlayStation 4, we're equally focused on delivering what gamers want most, without imposing restrictions or devaluing their PS4 purchases. For instance, PlayStation 4 won't impose any new restrictions on the use of PS4 games.
Wow, dude.
You called it, Brian Brushwood.
Nice call, dude.
Take him head to head.
Yeah, way to go.
They just won.
Nailed it.
I am shocked. And they're just like, that's it. Up the point.
That response.
We support
Listen
used games.
Response.
Guess that's a good thing. We believe in the model that people embrace today with PlayStation 3 and continue to demand. Just heard you there. When a gamer buys a PS4 disc, they have the rights to use that copy of the game. They can trade in the game at retail, sell it to another person, lend it to a friend, or keep it forever.
We don't have the cloud management system that Microsoft has, so we don't have to deal with those issues. But a huge victory for them nonetheless.
Well, and plus also, they've just bought themselves the moral high ground in this discussion forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's massive goodwill. And we talked about, like, now, I guarantee you, they're going to be exactly the same on price after this announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft's going to come back and point out the cloud stuff, but it's really hard to explain that.
Don't need to be connected online to play.
Again, that's cloud.
I love it, dude.
About the cloud,
or for any type of authentication.
I'm not even being pro PlayStation here. I just think this is ballsy.
Offline, PS4 won't require you to check in online periodically.
Actually, hold on. Now I want to rescind my prediction, because now I feel like now if they were to come out with $3.99,
it
would be
won't
over.
Stop
that would
working
be huge.
If you haven't authenticated.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Hours.
I almost think they could go $5.99 on the goodwill. Though. I mean, that could work too.
Well, the system itself tends to be a
of
loss
course,
leader.
The experience on PSN right. will be amazing. Our goal for PlayStation Network on PS4 is clear. Build the best gaming network in the world. A network that is tuned to your preferences, is immediate and intuitive, and delivers a breadth of entertainment offerings that is unmatched in the industry. In New York, we announced several new PSN capabilities that will be available day one on the PlayStation 4.
Chat room, everyone
posted guests.
Such as
the ability to play games that are being downloaded in the background, cross-game voice chat, to transition to a friends network based on real-world friends, to provide a more meaningful social gaming experience. And the new share button to immediately upload live stream via Ustream. PlayStation Network also offers incredible value to our customers through PlayStation Plus. And we're very focused on expanding the benefits of the service.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a big turnaround. People actually really like that now. Yeah, it is. That used
We've
to be
received
that.
Lots of questions from our community over the last several months about whether the existing
right
PlayStation Plus memberships will apply to PS4. I'm pleased to confirm that your PS Plus membership will carry over to PlayStation 4.
Yeah, good job.
That's good.
Yeah, you got to do that. I mean, that's...
So members will have access to all the benefits across PS3, Vita, and now PlayStation 4 for one price. In short, if you're a Plus member today or become one tomorrow, you're already set for PlayStation 4. For less than $5 a month, members will get discounted games, cloud saves, automatic game updates, early access to beta programs, an instant game collection, as well as the ability to fully immerse themselves in the incredible PS4 games with online multiplayer. And PS4 games that are PS4 gamers
Wait,
that
they put multiplayer in Plus?
Hold on. Will be able
to enjoy the single player games for free, and access to all of your media services won't require Plus. We've added instant game collection to Plus last year, and it's been an incredible success. Plus membership has increased by more than 144%.
I think you're right.
As member satisfaction is currently at 95%.
Yeah, but you're going to get Plus anyway.
When PS4 launches, PlayStation Plus members will get immediate free access to Drive Club PS Plus Edition as part of the Instant Gamers Collection.
I don't know why that bugs me.
They skipped right over that, though, didn't they? All that
my brother
isn't
going to get Plus.
PS Plus Edition is a huge AAA title that combines incredible fidelity and driving mechanics with innovative.
Well, it's not like you could do that on a mic on an Xbox.
It's the perfect game for the Instant
Game Collection. Throw it in there
because the social capabilities foster vibrant communities, and these experiences will now be shared with your closest friends who are Plus members. In addition to Drive Club PS Plus Edition, Plus members will get a new title every month for free, including Don't Starve, Outlast, and The Secret Ponchos, three incredible titles that you just saw during the first year of PS4.
So one free title.
As you heard us say tonight, PlayStation is all about games. Tonight, we've seen some exceptional examples from our worldwide studios teams and from partners around the world. However, we've saved something special for you. From the visionary partnership between Bungie, one of the best developers in the industry, and Activision, the company that built Call of Duty not just into the biggest game, but one of the biggest entertainment franchises in the world. It comes from an Epic Game best experience on PlayStation.
These Dude, are they mentioned Bungie without mentioning
made great
Halo.
Games. They've each revolutionized first-person shooters over the last decade. I'm very proud to introduce the world gameplay premiere of Destiny.
There you go.
It's a big deal, this game. It's multi-platform, though.
Yeah, the deal here is that Sony gets to show this first.
Yeah. Be interesting to see where money changes hands for things like that. Like,
I wonder if
that
it's
kind of stuff goes. It's all space points.
They got rid of space points. You can't.
I know.
They heard you, Scott.
It's defiance.
Unlike Halo, the aliens have capes. This one.
Maybe me and this guy have different interpretations what gameplay premiere means.
Well, they're going to get... See, this guy will get a gun. He's going to shoot some people.
With a boomerang.
Oh, here we go.
See?
This is the gameplay.
There we go.
Uh-oh. Controller ain't working.
My point stands.
Stands and waits.
Some of my friends, and together, we're going to explore the wild frontier beyond that wall.
North of the wall. You know, like Game of Thrones.
Thanks. I've never seen that. About that at first. That's good that you cleared it up.
Well.
I love you, Scott.
Yeah.
Jason Jones. How's it going?
So what are we doing, Joe?
Well, you and me, we're going to play through that wall. Unfortunately, looks like we got a man down.
There's a little multiplayer.
We're going to keep on going. You ready?
I'm pretty interested in this
game. Come on.
Game.
It's going to be great. There you go. You coming?
I'm coming.
All right, good.
This is real gameplay. It.
Jason Jones, someday I knew you'd come right back through my door.
Get over here.
All right, buddy.
Dude, it's so weird. It's so weird to see something I love dressed up as something I hate. It's like watching James Bond dress up like your grandpa.
Yeah. The stage banter is the freaking worst. Microsoft's was pretty bad today. So is this.
Yeah. Hey, Brushwood, Chad Johnson just left the announcement. If you feel like dialing him in.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. On the Skypes?
On the Skypies.
It's a Microsoft product. Just saying.
How are we looking?
Looks clear.
On the Sony Skype.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
How's voice... Has anyone talked about voice... it's all Bluetooth ready, I'm sure, or whatever, but nothing ships with either of these consoles that does voice, right?
We've got... I believe we have OMG Chad Johnson on the line now. Chad, are you there?
Ghost. We do, yes. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Dude, okay.
We're watching Destiny gameplay.
You know what? We actually had to bail before the Destiny gameplay. Did you guys get to see that?
Well, we're still
watching right now.
Would you like us to describe the awkward banter happening?
Yeah, why would you speak about a game like that and not show it off? It was really awesome to get the crowd interaction from inside. There was a lot of people who were excited about games that I was not excited about. I was surprised.
So what would you, if there's one thing that you suspect didn't come through on the live stream that you experienced when you were there, what would that be?
He's at a loss.
The event made him speechless.
He was like, I'm out of here. Don't talk to me that way, Brian.
Ridiculous question. Refused to answer.
Drop the mic.
Actually, he's running back inside because he realized he was missing the Destiny gameplay.
I like this because it is very un-Halo looking, and I'm good with my Halo time, but I think I'm done for a while. So it's nice to see Bungie do something different.
Yep.
Little Bungie style, but not the same universe.
Yeah, they're good at making run-and-shoot games. There's no question. So that'll be there and that'll feel right. But it's nice to see a different world and a different feel and definitely different graphics treatment. Oh, that's cool.
Shooting monsters. Taking names.
Does totally sound like Halo.
Scott, you're one of the few people who's like me, having tasted the sweet fruit of mouse and keyboard in a first-person shooter. How do you handle negotiating back to your stupid thumbs doing stupid moves on a stupid console controller?
I can do it in a single-player game and feel pretty good about it. But if it's a game where I'm playing at all in multiplayer, I feel crippled, and I don't like playing that way.
That's so funny. I feel the exact opposite. I feel crippled on the keyboard. Yeah.
I think it depends on where your teeth were cut. And Nicole played a lot more sort of console shooters before going PC. And you and Brian, I think are the opposite. And to me, the precision you get with a PC controller, there's no comparison. Not a PC controller, a mouse and a keyboard. And that's not to say there aren't games. I mean, there are games that I don't want to play with a keyboard. And I'm glad I have that 360 controller plugged in on my PC. But there are... If when it comes to shooters like this or RTSs or any of that, freaking forget it. And I know there's a big fight about that. And what they've done with controllers is amazing. Who would have thought you could take a freaking gamepad and make it do what you need it to do for a shooter and work well enough to be a good experience? So hats off to everybody involved. But it's to me, there's not a comparison if you got the choice.
Sure. By the way, Bill Meeks just forwarded over to me the step-by-step guide for how to lend your used games to other people. Here, hold on. In fact, you don't even need to see the video on this. Just take a look at the, or you don't even see the audio. Here's step one is physically hand over your physical copy to another person.
That's a Sony video.
Oh, oh, that's great, dude.
Wow.
That is really fantastic. That's for the actual product managers.
Sony.
The actual product managers in the video. That's brilliant.
That's real good. They're really playing off of that. That's smart.
That's amazing.
It's smart to a point. I don't want to get to some point where it's like, all right, we get it.
Oh, that's good.
What'd you get?
Check this out. I need to be jealous of a sniper rifle.
They're getting loot, like right? Rifle.
Yeah, that's, they're comparing their guns.
Is there's this loot behind me? Yeah. I mean, that's that all they had to tell me.
Is that a big part of Destiny is tapping into the gun lust?
Yeah, gun lust and sort of the Diablo kind of grind. Not grind, but, you know.
Picking up stuff.
Yeah. It's what Nicole loves about her time Borderlands. In Borderlands. Mm-hmm. Which I had to play on the keyboard. I don't know how you did that with a controller the whole time.
Oh.
I couldn't do it. Those guns were too imprecise by design.
Yeah, I'm even doing... Hey, in true Vault Hunter mode, cool. Still on my controller. This is totally a game I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, this looks really awesome.
I like that they're doing like live gameplay. Hey, that's always awesome.
Hey, there she is.
Yeah.
But do you guys agree that both of these sessions have felt a little long?
Absolutely.
So what are we doing?
The whole Sony thing's felt a little long, to be honest.
Well, yeah, the whole thing's 2 hours, and that's, I guess, normal for E3, but... Seems like they could have, I don't know, they could have set it up a little tighter.
Well, and I will say this, on the Xbox event, I think they did a really good job of reading which gameplay was going to excite the audience as far as like what they're watching. Like right now we're watching just a dude staring down a gun barrel for an awfully long time compared to on the Xbox they were good about with the Rise Son of Rome thing. I mean, it was constant, nonstop action on that one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And as Dwayne Knight points out, real gameplay is long, but it's also real gameplay is not always interesting. So,
well, Sony always seems to go in favor of the more cerebral, slow approach. Microsoft's always much more flashy, and you know, guns ablazing every 5 seconds. But you make a really good point. I think it illustrates their different styles, for good or for worse.
Maybe it's just because I've been trying to sit up straight for 2 hours.
That's me too. You know what? It's interesting because this game, I think the reason this is a big deal too, is here's Bungie's next big thing. And Bungie is, you know, that's Halo. And Halo was Microsoft, and it was never anyone else's but Microsoft. So when they're now on their own, off doing their own thing, and getting all this exclusive gameplay stuff for Sony, they are seeing this as precious time, even if it seems boring or long. They're, you know, they're getting a big investment.
You know, and keep in mind, Bungie is so much more than Halo. They were Marathon before they were Halo. They were Myth before they were Halo.
Myth was so good.
Yeah.
Do you remember remember the dwarves? They throw the little dynamite barrels. I love that game.
The first RTSs where you could like pan around and actually be in a 3D environment.
Yeah, it was really way ahead of its time.
So we got a lot of live game players now. This is starting to be a little more impressive to me.
Because it does. There were just three of them, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Nothing about this feels like an MMO. We were just talking about the Skyrim, you know, Elder Scrolls Online, whether or not it would feel like an MMO or feel like Skyrim. I mean, what the gameplay we're seeing now clearly looks and feels like a real FPS.
Definitely.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Now we get a little cinematic.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Why is the city breathing?
They still haven't told us the price, have they?
Why don't you put that
no,
down?
They haven't. Nope.
Talk.
You mean the console? No, that'll be the last thing they say.
This is how we talk.
Wow, it really does look like
$6.99. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody. Throws the mic down. I'm Jack Trenton. I'm out.
Your mission just drop the vital, mic. Connie.
$2.99 ships today.
If you succeed, you will become legend. If you fail,
This city will fall, and the last light of civilization will go out.
That is. Played Stryker in the second X-Men movie. Can't think of his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox. Thank you.
Good memory.
I'm happy to announce that we've established a long-term exclusive partnership with Bungie and Activision that will ensure PS4 evolves and grows with the incredible Destiny world over the years. Mm. Just as exciting as the extraordinary games available across the PlayStation ecosystem is the introduction of our cloud-based strategy. A few months ago, David Perry from Gaikai discussed the vision.
Jeff Cantana on Twitter. We don't want to do Halo anymore. We want to do something new. That looks exactly like Halo.
Today, it's a Gaikai fan out there. Today, we'd like to put a little context around this advancement. Over the past 20 years, PlayStation has created one of the largest gaming libraries in the world. A library that houses some of the most memorable experiences that gamers have ever encountered. The partnership between PlayStation and our vast library of games and Gaikai's cloud-based technology is the next step in giving gamers an all-access experience that will dramatically change how, when, and where they play.
Well, and this is their counter to Microsoft's cloud services. They're like, we can allow used games
will be available in 2014, because
we're
going to
have the Gaikai service.
Beginning in the U.S., our cloud service will provide PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 customers, followed by Vita, with immediate access to a catalog of critically acclaimed PS3 games.
Smart way to do
this. These games will be streamed using Gaikai technology. What that means is amazing gameplay that is fast.
I'm very curious if PS3 games can be streamed to PS4 since they're incompatible hardware. It's not backwards compatible, so this would be a great workaround.
Yeah, exactly. The way Gaikai works, they should be able to do that, no problem.
As access to console,
this kind of explains the acquisition finally, doesn't it? A little bit.
Hopefully.
I mean, the kind of download as you play thing was part of it, but
we have worked tirelessly to bring the PlayStation.
The virtualization was never a thing they talked about before.
PlayStation 4. Together in ways that meet the demands of today's gamers.
Those clouds look like butts.
The world of console-based, handheld, and cloud-based technology.
That's kind of cutting insight that you get on Twitch.
After 2.5 hours of Sony coverage.
To create graphic designer, I can't help it. Titles and entertainment that is simply unbeatable. And will continue to offer the best value.
So PlayStation just tweeted one more thing. PS4 will be $399.
I'm very proud to announce that PlayStation 4 will be available at $399.
They just won.
Yay. They just won the console war. They really did.
That was
wow. This is really interesting strategies all around, man. That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Very well constructed.
This is a well-constructed offering.
Now, I would really be curious. I'm not trying to be conspiracy here, but I'd really be curious if when that price point was reached. Was it reached today?
Yeah. No, it was reached before today. It's really hard to pivot those sorts of things.
It's a very compelling price that offers incredible value given the amount
you know what? In Scott's defense, though, I can see them laying out two strategies and deciding which one to take after they had absolutely confirmed Microsoft strategy.
Be possible.
Yeah.
Now somebody in a gadget says that it looks like they made that slide this afternoon. If you took a look at the slide, it looks really janky.
White.
But if you have, like, I don't know, if your team wins the World Series or loses, you have shirts printed both ways. It's like that, right?
That's right. Like true
consumer ownership. That's a lot of moving parts in your supply chain.
Keep in mind also that we've seen from Sony lost, hundreds of millions of dollars. The original PS3 was a massive loss leader for them early on, and they lost a lot of money selling that hardware. So it wouldn't surprise me if they just full on decided to eat the loss on these first units just to build market share faster than the Xbox.
Well, and also to build their PlayStation Plus subscriptions. I mean, if you get a base of millions of people paying $60 a year every single year, because if you don't re-up, you lose your collection of games. And I have an amazing collection of free games that I can play at any time now. I may not play them.
You guys were talking, they didn't give a release date. They said that this will be coming in the holiday season. They took a few last-minute jabs at Microsoft about trust between gamers and the gaming companies, and then wrapped it up. So we don't know when it's coming. We do, except to say it's coming by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But we do know the price.
This is them taking a lot of plays straight out of Valve's playbook. I mean, they're gamer-focused. They are consumer-oriented. They're focusing on depth. They're putting gamers first, casual. You know, Xbox is positioning itself as a media device. They're saying, screw you, this is for games, buy gamers for gamers, and so on. Very, very smart play across the board from PlayStation.
I completely agree on this without paying a subscription fee. That's huge for me. Mm-hmm. If I am a casual gamer looking to make a choice saying, I don't know if I want to always be paying for Xbox Live to get access to everything, that, the used games, the Gaikai service, I mean, all of that says this is definitively the better choice for flexibility and for all different kinds of gamers.
Okay, I would like to point out also that if you look at the entire length of the presentation and how close to the end they gave the price, essentially they said $399 and dropped the mic. And it was just before you saw anything else.
Yeah, virtually speaking, that's it. I mean, I think we've given our analysis really well. You guys are amazing. This was so fun to do. It did not feel like 2 hours. These things usually are a lot more drudgery. It was so fun to chat with you. But before we go, I just want to get kind of last minute thoughts round the horn. And Ayaz, let's start with you. What'd you make of all this?
I think that Sony's doing a great job that they will get all those disgruntled Xbox users over. They have Destiny there, so if people are going, I don't have Halo, they're not going to care. There's a substitute right there. The low price, the friendliness when it comes to just being a gamer, that situation, they're going to have a huge amount of old Xbox users on their console. At that price, I think they just won.
I have to agree with you there. What about you, Scott Johnson? You think the same?
I do. I mean, it's hard not to get into Sony's particular distortion field, which, you know, I get into when I get excited about their hardware. I really did come into this tonight very skeptical about what they could do. Sony has a track record of being a little bit stale, not really giving us anything crazy or new, just kind of holding the course. And they didn't do that this time. A lot of it seemed to be in direct reaction to their competition, which they, again, don't usually do. I agree with Brian Brushwood. This is a sea change for them. This is their effort to say I think they see it as a long-term success for them is to be gamer-focused. So this switch to being gamer-focused, forget about Blu-ray, forget about all this entertainment stuff that'll be there. You'll have those things, but we're back to the core that made us industry leader for so long is not only crucial for them to get that message across, but I feel like Microsoft handed them a bunch of loaded weapons and said, here, aim these at us. And they aimed every one of those guns right back at Microsoft. And it's kind of ugly now. Like, this is going to get ugly for the next few days on Twitter, and enthusiasts are going to be crazy on both sides. But I honestly, if you were going to ask me, you know, having seen what I've seen, what console do I want? It's an easy answer. I want a PS4 right now. That's the game. That's the machine I would buy over an Xbox One, and that $100 made it a whole lot easier.
Nicole Spagnuolo, the avowed Sony fangirl. All raving about this, so I want you to give us at least some criticisms. Was there anything that disappointed you here?
Well, the multiplayer in the PlayStation 4, I think, is the one thing that, or the PlayStation Plus. So we're not, it seemed like they just kind of slid that in, that, hey, we're going to take multiplayer away from the general box and just put it into the bundle. Not that most people won't be probably buying the PlayStation Plus membership. I think it's the only kind of negative that I saw during the show at all.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. I should have mentioned that. I feel like they had a chance here to run away with it, with the multiplayer still being outside of that. But not having everything else under the paywall is really nice. They had to do something to encourage more Plus usership. So I guess I'm not totally shocked by it. I think that may have been a last-minute thing. I feel like all this stuff happened today with Microsoft. They were able to get a lower price point, used games, all this stuff. And then they kind of snuck under the wire with that.
Going to fall in line with what Microsoft's doing, right?
Yeah, that was a little sneaky. But other than that,
I'm really happy.
I figured you were probably really happy. I mean... You got almost everything you wanted there. We got a sneak peek there. Chad Johnson, are you still there?
Hey, I am. So we're just wrapping up and getting final thoughts
from people. You were actually in the room for most of that announcement. What did you think?
I thought that it went really well. There was a really heavy focus on indie games, which seems like the crowd that was around me was really, really digging that. If anything that Sony fell flat on, I would say that the content with the TV shows and the movies, everyone around me kind of, they weren't intrigued. That wasn't something that they were really into. They didn't quite care that Sony had other properties that they could bring in to the PlayStation.
And finally, Brian Brushwood, you were so mad in previous announcements earlier this year. And I know that the Microsoft announcement mollified you a little bit. How'd you feel coming out of this one?
So here's the thing. I think that if I was going to pick, it looks to me as though Xbox is taking a 8 to 10 year strategy and PS4 is taking a 1 to 4 year strategy. In every way, if you want to make it a battle for this holiday season, then Sony won. But I would back away from the either one or the other dichotomy. I feel like that what's going to happen is PlayStation made the case this year for everyone who's already decided, like me, to get an Xbox One to also buy a PS4. I know that in the short term it will be an either-or experience, but in the long term, most people who love games end up buying both. In my case, you know, I don't have the Wii U, but I do have, you know, the Xbox 360 and the PS3. So it's I think they have done a tremendous job. The consumers win here because we actually have differentiation between the consoles, and that diversity is only going to benefit the gamers.
I think it's a good measure to say Sony really needed to be popular tonight. They have been up against the ropes much more than Microsoft with the Xbox. So they had to do the things that make you popular, like the used games, like the price point. And they did. Just because they had to do it didn't mean I expected them to. So I'm pleasantly surprised. I think this is a short-term win for them. We're going to have to see what the interface looks like. We're going to have to see what they do going forward, what kind of things get added to Xbox One, if the TV integration of the Xbox One grows into something better over time, and can Sony compete with that? But yeah, I think for this coming holiday season, Sony saved their ass, essentially, to fight another day. Want to thank all of our folks who are watching out there. It was great to have you along today. We had lots of coverage today, and we still had lots of people watching us, so really appreciate that. Thanks to our sponsor, Slingbox, slingbox.com/twit. Watch your TV anywhere in the world. You got an internet connection, just buy a Slingbox. Check out Best Buy, Amazon, or slingbox.com/twit. They're always there for us when we want to do breaking news, and boy, were they there for us today. And once again, thank all of our panelists. Chad Johnson, on the scene for Twit at E3. Thank you, man. He's just,
no problem.
He's just stunned by all he has seen.
Like, damn right I did. I'm Chad Johnson.
Absolutely. I'm here. Look, I'm in L.A.
Hi, as Akhtar, host of Tech News Today and Know How here on the Twit Network. Thank you, my friend. Good to have you back at headquarters.
You're always welcome.
And, of course, the hosts of Final Score, finalscoreshow.com, Scott Johnson, also host of The Instance at theinstance.net, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. Thank you, man.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And it was really fun doing this with Nicole. It's like hanging out with my sister talking more video games, and it's always always a blast and always fun to hang out with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Of course, Nicole also, finalscoreshow.com, and ladiesofleet.com, yes. Another great video game podcast. Thank you, Nicole.
It was great being here. Thanks for having me.
You guys were absolutely the best. Brian Brushwood, my friend, Framerate, NSFW Show, Scam School, and more. Night Attack. Go buy it.
Yes,
thanks for being along many times today.
Yes, indeed.
Please do enjoy the garden. That is it for us. You can find this at our Twit specials, twit.tv/specials. And, of course, we always do breaking news at live.twit.tv. Big thanks to Karsten Bondi for the production of the show, and John Slanina, our TD. And thanks to all the folks at Twit and all of you out there. We'll see you next time.